Praise the Lord, and welcome everyone. I'm so glad you're here with us today for this Bible study. Whether you're tuning in live or watching the replay, I just want to say you matter to God, and He has something for you today. Amen. If this is your first time joining us, welcome to the family. Grab a Bible, maybe a notebook, and your favorite beverage. Today we're going to take our time and dive into something super important. Amen. So, baptism in Jesus' name. Not just as a tradition, but as a powerful step in our walk with God. And if you're in the chat, drop where you're watching from. I love seeing the family from different places come together. And hey, if you've been baptized in Jesus' name, let us know in the comments. Testimonies are powerful. So let's take a second to pray before we start. Amen. So, Jesus, we thank you for this time. For every person tuning in right now, we ask that your word would speak to us, challenge us, and draw us closer to you. Let this not just be information, but transformation. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone said amen. All right, so now first off, why does baptism even matter? We're all born into a broken world. We've all messed up, but Jesus made a way for us to be completely made new. Amen? And then as far as scriptures here. Sorry, we're going to go over some scriptures right now. So in Romans 3:23, we read, "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." This emphasizes the universal human condition of sin and the need for God's grace. And if we read in John 3:3-5, we read, "Unless you're born again of water and spirit." Now, this is not a literal birth, but a spiritual rebirth necessary for salvation and entry into God's realm. So we are publicly declaring we are choosing to serve God forever, moving forward, cutting the old tree that was our worldly life down so new growth can take place and bear new fruit. And with that, we are immersed in water, signifying our connection with Jesus Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. And in Acts 2:37-38, we read, what must we do? Peter is giving a sermon on Pentecost, and when the crowd is deeply convicted, they ask, what must we do? Peter responds, telling them they must repent and be baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of their sins and receive the Holy Ghost. So baptism isn't just a religious act or a church tradition. No, rather it's a response to God's invitation. So Jesus made it clear to Nicodemus, we must be born again, both of water and of spirit. In Acts 2, when Peter preached the first message after Jesus rose again, the people didn't just sit and clap. They asked, what should we do? And Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you. Now, let's talk about the name that saves, Jesus' name. It's more than just a label. It carries the authority of heaven. And it's not a label, actually. It's exactly that, carrying the authority of heaven. So Acts 4:12 tells us no other name under heaven. Matthew 28:19 versus Acts 2:38, understanding the name. Acts 8:16, 10:48, and 19:5. Every recorded baptism was in the name of Jesus. So Colossians 3:17, whatever you do in word or deed. So Acts 4:12 emphasizes that salvation is exclusively through Jesus Christ, and no other person or way is sufficient to achieve it. Matthew 28:19 is a key part of the Great Commission, when Jesus commands his disciples, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, which is in Jesus' name. All names are of Jesus. That is why later on in Acts 2:38, Peter is clear in explaining, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. So the early church wasn't confused. They baptized in Jesus' name because they knew it was a fulfillment of what Jesus told them. There's power in the name, power to heal, to deliver, to save. When you're baptized in his name, you're covered in his identity. So let's talk about what baptism does. Baptism isn't the finish line. It's the starting point. It's a burial. It's a brand new life. And in Romans 6:3-4, we read, buried with him in baptism. In Galatians 3:27, put on Christ. in 1 Peter 3:21, baptism now saves us. It's more than symbolic, it's spiritual reality. Baptism is where your old life ends and your new life in Christ begins. Your sins aren't just covered temporarily, they're washed away. Acts 22:16 says, "Arise and be baptized, washing away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." It's how we put on Christ and enter into covenant with him. So have you ever wanted to just start fresh, hit the reset on everything? Baptism is God's way of offering that. So you go down in the water, but what comes up isn't the same person. God wipes the record clean and gives you a new name, his name. I remember the day I got baptized in Jesus' name. I felt like something lifted off of me, and I had a radiant glow about me. Everyone I was fellowshipping with could also see it as well. I couldn't explain it fully then, but now I know it was a weight of sin lifted off of me, washed away the shame, the guilt, the past, just gone, just like that. Amen. If you've never been baptized in Jesus' name, I want to invite you to take that step. So I can help you find the resources. You can message me directly, and I will ensure that we get connection with you for some information, also answer any questions you may have. So you can message me, comment, send a direct message, a DM, whatever works for you. I myself, as well as many others I know, can teach you more, pray with you, and even help you find a place to be baptized. So let's close with a prayer now. So Jesus, thank you for your word, for the power of your name, and for your love that covers every mistake we've ever made. For every person watching right now, draw them closer to you. Give someone the courage to say yes. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said, amen. So thanks for hanging out and joining me today. If this blessed you, share it with a friend or tag someone in the comments. And don't forget, Jesus still saves, still washes, and still fills. Until next time, stay prayed up and keep walking in that precious name, Jesus. Amen. God bless you.